Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 May 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's program will be somewhat different in some areas. I think you'll find it's going to be a little more hard-hitting on some areas that probably 99% of people are going to listen to this program tonight are not used to hearing from a pastor. All right? Or from the churches at all, period. Before we go there tonight, though, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday, I intend to be in the office all day tomorrow. And Crystal will be back with us tomorrow, thank the Lord, to catch up on the things around the office. She'll be with us to help to get things rolling back here and get back somewhat to normal. So if you have anything you want to talk to us about tomorrow, orders sugar to fiber or Strauss products or toothpaste, whatever, folks, we'll be in the office tomorrow to take care of that. And I certainly hope that you will call and talk to us and share with us. I know sometimes on Thursday I get a little bit busy and I can't talk a long time, but it really is a blessing to hear from everybody, and we really, really enjoy hearing from new people. If you never called the office before and talked to me, but you heard the program, why don't you give us a call tomorrow? You don't give a donation or anything. Just call and say, hi, right here listening. We listen to so-and-so, and we're in this location, whatever. We'd love to hear that, whether it's overseas or here. You can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you. Please, please know that you are the reason we are here. We're doing this for the glory of the Father in heaven, obviously, and only for His glory. But you people out there have kept this radio broadcast on the air for over 30 years now. We'll discuss that a little bit more towards the end of the program, folks, on what's going on financially, but that's later. We want to hear from you. If you just call tomorrow and say hi to us, let us know you're listening. And again, new callers are such a blessing. Don't be shy. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. If you saw where I lived out here in the woods in the middle of nowhere, you think, well, I'm just a regular guy like you are. I'm no better than anybody else. I'm a servant. That's all that I am. And I want to hear from you. I truly mean that. So tomorrow's off day, we'll be here. And this Saturday, again, is Bible study. I'm looking forward to it very much. You can join us live if you want to, either by phone or on the computer. If you go to my website, pastorbutch.com, and click on live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll be there taking prayer requests, giving prayer requests, testimonies, whatever you want to do for the first half hour. Phone lines open to our Bible study if you do that. And also from 11:30, 12:30, then we do Christian Worldview News, and lines open for that. There at 1 o'clock, we probably won't be taking phone calls. We're going to be talking to Melina. She was on with you last week discussing her life in Czechoslovakia under the Soviet control, folks. And she's trying to warn the people about what's coming down this country today. It's just exactly what happened in Czechoslovakia. She'll be live with us by Zoom or Skype, one or the other, this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You can join us then and watch or listen if you like it. Again, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013 or go to the website, pastorbush.com, and watch live on live stream. Now, folks, we're doing our best for the glory of God and for the sake of our people around us, the nation, this nation, to warn people what's happening, to let them know and to try to wake the church up to get into the battle. The nice message is going to be along those lines. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. I'll tell you right now that if you're offended when a preacher tells you that you got to stand by and stand up and maybe do more than just talk, you better turn the radio off. Go somewhere else. But anyway, tomorrow I'll be in office, like I said, and I want you to call and talk to us if you will. Love to hear from you, and I do mean that. But I'm not going to take any more time on anything else. You know we have the offer in the ministry. We know that if you haven't got a catalog, if you call tomorrow and give us your address, we'll send you a free catalog. We don't offer many items here, mostly materials, reading materials, but a few products we do believe in. And, of course, sugar to fiber is a big one for me. I mean, this morning my sugar is 120, right? Perfect. It is absolutely leveled my sugar level out almost. It's consistent now. Thank God this product come to my life, and I mean that. But anyway, we'll be tomorrow for you to take your phone calls, for you to ask questions, I answer your questions for you. If you have questions about Scripture, I'd love to talk to you. If I run out of time tomorrow, I'll call you back and talk to you later because I do want to talk to you. Don't ever think that you're bothering me when you call and talk to us here, please. If I'm a little bit busy, I'll let you know and we'll talk later. But I promise you, folks, I want to hear from you. I'm not hard to reach. You reach me all week long. You can talk to Lisa, and Lisa will tell you. We'll take your name and phone number, and I'll call you back during the week. I'll do it as soon as I can because I am just a servant. I'm nobody important other than being a servant for my master. That's all. Now, tonight's discussion I've agonized about for over a week because there's nothing I hate worse, or very little I hate worse, than to be confrontational or to be to have to take on a battle, so to speak, to stand for what's right and to cause division. And folks, but I want to tell you this. I got to tell you this. Christ said he didn't come to bring peace, Matthew 10. He said he came to bring sword, to divide. That's what he said. There's going to be division. There has to be division between right and wrong. Has to be between righteousness and evil. There has to be a division. There can be nothing else. You get to choose the side you're going to be on. But just when you think you've got in the middle and you compromise, you're on the other side of evil. You're on evil, folks. To do anything less than do righteousness is evil in the eyes of God. Period. That's it. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin's a reproach to any people. So righteousness is not an option in a Christian's life. And keeping quiet, keeping silence, when one should speak, it makes you a coward. That old song used to be up, I think, by Simon Garfunkel entitled Silence is Golden. Well, at times it can be, I suppose. But normally silence is not golden, it's yellow. And most of the churches today in America are yellow. Or they're corrupt to the point that now they're totally and intentionally living an unrighteous life known as in contrary to the Word of God. But if you're yellow, you've just broken two rules in the body of Christ. One of them tells us in Corinthians that you can't be effeminate, which means soft, womanish men and cowardly men, and stand. And in Revelations, we're told that the fearful, the cowardly, are the first ones cast into hell. So you got to make your own decision as to what you're going to do. Now I want to share just very quickly, just a few headlines. I'm just going to go skim through them to set up a preface for what I want to say to you tonight. And see if you, let's listen very quick. I'm going to skim right through them. Disney sues Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, alleges political effort to hurt its business. I don't know much about DeSantis. I don't know about his background yet. I'll learn about him before comes election time. But he's took a stand against the perversion of Disney. And he's told them they can no longer be a sovereign nation inside the state. That's what they've been for the last 50 years. So they're suing. They're laying off people because they're losing business. And I'm telling this right up, right straight up and down. If you take yourself or your children to Disney, you're a traitor to the kingdom of God, and that's all there is to it. You're a traitor to the kingdom of God, and you're damning you and your children to hell because you're doing the things that are directly contrary to the laws of God. That's called sin, folks. Sin divides between you and God. The state of Kansas had to pass a law entitled the Women's Bill of Rights to keep men out of girls' locker rooms and vice versa. That's the nation that we live in today. You have to pass laws to let everybody know you can't have men with girls in locker rooms. Montana governor signs a law banning transgender medical procedures for children. In Montana, anybody 18 years and younger can't have their sex change. They can't cut off their private parts or their breast or take drugs to change them to help them change unless they're 18 years old. Why, in the name of God, we need a law to do that in any country? California high school student calls out officials after trans teen boy brawls with girls. They went into the girls' bathroom. The girls said, "Get out of here!" And they jumped all over him. Bless their hearts. God bless them. And the boy fought back. So they had a brawl over a boy being in the girls' bathroom. Why would that be necessary? And why would the state of California ever decide to allow that? Texas Agriculture Department has set a new dress code based on biological gender. We got to the point now, folks, and by the way, I taught this in Bible study a couple months ago. If you want to watch it, you can. It's called The Plumb Line, how we got to where we are about transgender and the perversion. And we're told in Deuteronomy 22:5, everybody ignored this, that a woman shouldn't dress like a man, a man shouldn't dress like a woman. It's an abomination before God. We ignored it, and now we have them transgender and cross-dressing. I went to the bank today, and lady waiting on a nice young tailor waiting on me, a real pretty young lady in a nice long dress. I said, "It's good to see a lady in a dress." I said, "Sad to say, I haven't seen more men in dresses today." And she laughed, and I laughed too. But it's not funny because it's true. So the Texas Agriculture Department had passed a law that the code, people tell me they have to dress like what the sex is supposed to be. And in Montana, they had to censor a pervert, a transgender, a sexual deviant, Zoe Zafar, who was a man trying to be a woman. They had to censor him in legislature because of his demeanor and what he said. And now we have transgenders being elected to office. And I would say, Montana, shame on you. Whatever section he come from, shame on you. Hundreds of drag performers march on Capitol to protest anti-transgender legislation. This is in Florida. We have protesters marching for sexual deviance rights, pedophiles rights, transgender rights, sodomites rights. Member of White Lives Matter tried to burn down a church to stop the drag show, feds allege. Eamon Penny, 20-year-old from Alliance, who is a member of the White Lives Matter group, that espouses racist and neo-Nazi views. That's what they always say, you're racist, neo-Nazi, whatever. The community church of Chesterland, was going to have a drag queen show, and he said, we're going to protect the children. See, I'm just sorry it didn't burn. Now, I'm not advocating go to and burn churches. I'm not saying that. But we're living in a country where we're so divided, so confused, so evil, so corrupted, so perverted, that we can no longer tell a boy from a girl from a boy, even when they're naked, because they get face cut off and places and things replaced. That's America today. Now, my question is, how did we get here? I'm going to answer from the Bible. Was it in the Bible, preacher? Well, many places. I just quoted one of them, Deuteronomy 22:5. Men trying to look like women and vice versa. Maybe not intentionally. Women didn't put on a pair of pants, I don't think, to necessarily look like a man, but they started doing things to be more manly. And now see where we are today. But here's a basic essence of it. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 says this. Now you listen to me very carefully. I didn't write this book. I'm the messenger boy. If you don't like the message, you can take it on me if you want to, but it doesn't change the message. Because sentence, or that means judgment, justice, punishment. Because punishment against an evil work is not executed speedily or not done quick enough and severe enough. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Punishment is a deterrent to crime. The death penalty is totally godly, both Old and New Testament. Not a thing wrong with the death penalty. Christ didn't come down against the death penalty. He didn't say he shouldn't have put the two thieves on the cross. He didn't say that. And Christ didn't say, Father, I'm going to go down and change your word. I'm going to bring out a New Testament. We're going to put the Old Testament behind us because you're just too harsh on the people. So I'm going down, I'm going to change your laws and make things right that are wrong and give them all grace so they can all sin alike and look for the hope of heaven. Do you think Christ come down and do that? Matthew chapter 5 says not, but that's all right. You believe what you want to. I'm going to read a couple statements here, and then I'm going to move on. I like this statement. Take this back to COVID. Take this back to 1963 when we took prayer out of school. Take it back to 1973 when we started murdering children in the womb. Take it back to the case that made, not a case. Well, I guess it was a case, but when the Supreme Court made law from the bench that two sexual deviants could get married and adopt children. This is what this says, and I like it. Imagine taking orders from liars, thieves, pedophiles, psychopaths, and mass murderers, and thinking you're more virtuous than those who disobey. Wow. Wow. Now listen to this one. The idea that vengeance against evil makes you just as bad as the evil you're taking up arms against feels very much like something the bad guys would make up and spread popular culture across popular culture to make sure we don't shove their head in a guillotine. Just saying. Let me read that again. The idea that vengeance against an evil makes you just as bad as the evil you're taking up arms against feels very much like something the bad guys will make up and spread across popular culture to make sure we don't shove their head in a guillotine. I would say about that. I mean, that's very well said. You see, we as the church in America have become so decadent, and I mean decadent, to the point that we actually think that we can sit back and say nothing and do nothing, basically, and say we're coming out ahead in the battle for righteousness because we're going to just love them and tolerate them. We're going to hug them and kiss them and pat them and just tell them how good they are, and God loves them all, and they were born that way, and they can't help it. That's basically what we're saying, folks. Every time we don't stand against an evil, we turn our back upon Christ and on the laws of God, and we really think we're righteous and we're going to be in his presence in glory. We're that dumb. We are that dumb as a nation and as a church. I'm not going to have time to go through all the scripture. I'm going to do a teaching this at Bible study soon in more detail. But read Matthew chapter 5 sometime, starting at verse 13, about who's the salt of the earth. And who is to be the light of the world? You know what? We're told in John chapter 1 that Christ is the light of the world. And then Christ tells us that we're the light of the world. And that we're supposed to light shine before all men so they see the good works. We can see our good works and they will glorify our Father in heaven. Part of those good works means that we stand against evil and allow no corrupt evil among us because righteousness exalts a nation. And sin is a reproach to any people. And we don't want to say in verse 17, now listen, he said, I didn't come to change my laws, my Father. I didn't come to change the Old Testament laws. I didn't come to change anything. I came to fulfill them. I didn't come so murderers could go free and go to prison 4 or 5 years and be turned loose again or rapists or thieves or sodomites and lesbians are also worthy of the death penalty. The death penalty applies to all of them biblically, both Old and New Testament. But he said, Christ come to do away with that. Show me that. I just read to you. He said he didn't. He goes on in verse 20, he says, except your righteousness exceed those of the scribes and Pharisees, you should otherwise enter the kingdom of heaven. Yet we think we're so righteous and pious. We do, don't we? We do. You know, and there's many places I like to be able to read tonight. I'm not going to have time to do all of it. I'm just going to skim through some things. But you see, we really believe that because we go to church, that we're okay and everything's all right. Let me read to you a verse. And I just read to you in Matthew 5, you're the light of the world. We are the light of the world. The light of the world, Christ is the light of the world. That means Christ reflects through us and we walk in righteousness. We walk in justice and judgment. We walk the way that he wants us to walk. Let me read to you what the definition of darkness is very quickly. Now, I'm not making this up. This is the definition of darkness. And I know it applies to the physical world, but I want you to think about this in a spiritual sense also. Darkness, the direct opposite of lightness, is defined as a lack of illumination, an absence of visible light, or a surface that absorbs light, such as black. Human vision is unable to distinguish colors in conditions of very low luminance because the hue-sensitive photoreceptor cells on the retina are inactive when light levels are insufficient in the range of visible perception referred to as scopic vision. Now listen, the human eye cannot distinguish colors, black and white, red and yellow, anything without light. A human spiritual being cannot distinguish right and wrong without the light of Christ. Do you see the comparison? And now we're the light that's supposed to make sure that people understand right from wrong according to God's word. It says the emotional response to a darkness has generated a metaphorical usages of the term in many cultures, often used to describe an unhappy or foreboding feeling. Darkness can be used to say that somebody's mind is darkened. Isn't that what Romans chapter 1 said? Men's mind become darkened. Profess himself to be wise, they become fools. And Deuteronomy 28:28 says, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and a blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as a blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. You'll grope in the noonday as in darkness, because you're blinded to the right, to the laws of God and the word of God. In Isaiah 59, verse 1 through 4 says this, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. Folks, understand this. Living in compromise is sin. Living and allowing and tolerating evil among us because the love of Christ is in us is a damnable lie, straight out of pit of hell, and has caused the destruction not only of our nation, physically, spiritually, physically and monetarily, but it's destroying the souls of our children and the public food system you put your children into. And again, if you take your child to Disney World or Disneyland, you call yourself a Christian, get out of my face, you're a liar, truth's not in you, and I'm not going to apologize for that. Read the rest of Isaiah 59, where it says in verse 4, none calls for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. That means lawlessness. Oh, yes, folks. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, we don't call for justice. We don't plead for truth. We trust that the church is going to do what's right. And we trust in man. That's just the way it is. So we're seeing, and read the rest of the chapter, get a chance, folks. It's serious. We are where we are because of our tolerance. I'm going to play a short clip for you from a fat, obese, ugly, transsexual pervert with hair down on his left shoulder telling me that he's ready to kill me. I'm not. Are you too? If we get in his way, if he wants to go into the girl's bathroom. I'm serious. I'm going to play it. Listen to it. We'll talk some more. Please go and play that if you don't mind, Todd.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through, because the time to act is now. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I am going to do myself, because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done. So you go ahead. You protect your kids.
All right. A little dab more now, but the rest of it's not that important. I don't know what you think about that, and frankly, that's your decision. I think he issued a call to arms for the sexual deviants, the sexual devils that we allowed to take over this country. The so-called church in America allowed this. The so-called church in America had become a cowardly blob of nothing. Spineless jellyfish, as were described in the scriptures as the men being effeminate, and women ruling over men in the church. Because you don't want a man stand up and say we got to defend our children, do you? And you just had this sexual deviant, this sexual pervert, this piece of trash tell me if I go in the bathroom because he's following my granddaughter in the bathroom, it'll be my last mistake. And I'm supposed to sit back and do what? Oh, I love him. Christ died for him. Let him rape my granddaughter. It's okay. Christ died for him. I had one time literally a person tell me that someone come in and start raping their children, they would fall down the knees and start praying in tongues. I did. Tell me that. Had another deacon in the church one time tell me, and I called him out on this. Deacon in the church tell me that somebody broke in his house and started attacking his family, that he wouldn't try to protect them because that might be God's will. I had the so-called man tell me that. One longer after his wife left him. This is not the type of men that our Father called to stand in his army. And we're told put on the whole armor. And that does not just mean a spiritual armor. That means spiritual armor plus, if necessary, the physical part of it to put on and do what to do what's right to protect ourselves, our families, our states, and our nation. Now, we're not done yet, folks. After the break, we're going to talk about this some more and read some more scripture to you. Then we're going to share some things with you. That now, you better turn the radio off, because if it's starting to embarrass you now, you ain't going to like the rest of it at all. I'll take phone calls sometime next half hour. Don't go away.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And if you're still listening, good for you. A lot of you probably done scared and ran off and went to hide yourself, your head under a pillow somewhere, and pretend that old man, old hillbilly preacher's off his rocker. You can't trust him. Don't listen to me anymore. He scared me, Mamma. He scared me. I mean, I am 74 years old. I'll be 75 in September. I am by no means a young man any longer. But I am still a man. I'm a born-again, blood-bought child of the living God, and I'm a warrior in Christ. I war on the battlefield every day spiritually, and I'm not afraid to war on the physical battlefield either. I'm not afraid of dying. Dying doesn't scare me. Living's wearing me out. Dying doesn't scare me. And whenever this pervert can say he's not afraid of dying, that's wonderful. I good for him. I admire his courage, if not his evil and stupidity. But I wonder where the men of God are. Now, we have allowed, I said we, church, believe me, in America, not just church, but Americans, we have allowed prayer out of school. We've allowed murder of our children. We've allowed the same-sex marriage and adoption of our children. We now allow, I don't watch TV. I can't stand a lot of TV anymore. This is something historical or something. I don't like it. But a first-grade teacher is on some kind of show talking about him and his husband. He and his husband. First grade teacher. If the parents know this, and there's no reason why they shouldn't, and they send the child to that school, then by golly, you're damning your soul to hell, and I don't care who knows it. You compromise with the basic laws of God. A sin against nature. Romans chapter 1 says it's a sin against God. But folks, it's also a sin against nature itself, because nature itself teaches this is not natural. And what do we do? Oh, we don't want to say anything. We don't want to rock the boat. We'll be called a fanatic. They'll call you a zealot. They'll call you a racist. They'll call you a homophobe or a transphobe. They'll call you names. Well, they'll say, what did they do to my Savior whenever he stood for me and offended the so-called church and the people around him? What did they call him? They even called him a bastard, did they not? Yeah, they did. So, I wonder, am I better than he was and is? Well, he told me in his own word that if I deny him before men, to deny before his father, do I want to trust him and trust in the fact that I can compromise my way into glory? I just read in Isaiah, it says, none call for justice. None call for justice. They're silent. The people don't say that. The people run to and fro doing evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood, and they're doing all kinds of lawlessness. But none calls for judgment. There's no judgment in the land. Wow. None calling for justice and judgment. Think about that. None. I mean, it's getting to the point in America today that no one even cares about that any longer, do they? And I want to tell you this, folks. Opposing evil is not vengeance. Let me repeat that very slowly. Opposing evil is not vengeance. It's fulfilling God's law of justice and judgment. It is not vengeance. To take a life to save a life of an innocent individual is not vengeance. And it's totally justified in the scriptures. Totally justified in the Bible. And to do anything less, to me, makes a coward of an individual. A coward, folks. We'll read one more scripture to you now. I will take phone calls in a minute. If you're not afraid, call me now at this program tonight. Some of y'all may never call me again. Well, that's up to you. You do what you see fit. When you just had a sexual deviant, a sexual pervert telling you that if he walks into the bathroom behind your granddaughter and you try to stop him, or any of his friends, he sees you do it, it'll be your last mistake. And what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to sit down and pray about it, preacher. While he's in with my granddaughter, I'm going to start praying in tongues. I'm going to dance around and ask the Lord to intervene. Let's see, if I remember right, Numbers chapter 1, the Lord God told Israel to number their men in the tribes aged 20 years and up, they able to go to war, make sure they're armed to go fight. That wasn't a right in the Constitution. That was not a right given, and we still don't have a right to bear arms, have a duty to bear arms. God told his people to arm themselves. Nehemiah chapter 4, they're going back to rebuild the city. And God told them, hey, you when you're carrying a tool in one hand, you carry a sword in another hand. Don't even take your clothes off, he said, except to war. Sleep in your clothes all night long. Be ready to defend yourself and fight for your family. He said, fight for your family is what he said. Nehemiah chapter 4, read it for yourself. Well, but preacher, God can protect him. Yeah, he could. But he told them to defend themselves, too. I go on from there. The Philistines disarmed the children of Israel. Totally disarmed them. Even took the blacksmiths out from among them so they couldn't make any more swords and weapons. They had to fight with scythes and sickles and hoes. But they fought. What does it take for, and I'm talking now to the men, but ladies, don't think you're excused from this because you're not. What does it take to get a man angry enough, righteously angry enough to stand and say enough is enough? What does it take to get a man angry enough to say no to anything that is evil? Are we so dead to the Lord and so cowardly that we are afraid? We're literally afraid to speak up. Do we fear the wrath of evil men more than we fear the wrath of God? Read a few verses in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we'll get the phone call. We got Joe and Gary and a bunch of them, Mike, I'm calling in, a bunch of them calling in. Get to you in a second. But listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses, and I want you to listen to what it says. Oh, now that's an Old Testament preacher, and Christ come to change that. You poor, misguided individual. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. War had been declared 6,000 years ago in the garden. And because the ones that call themselves the righteous of the nation have done nothing, literally almost nothing, to oppose evil. We've lost about 100 million children slaughtered in the womb. We have children right now being trafficked all across the country, from the southern border up and north border down, all across this nation. And the politicians, many of them are involved in it. And the judges and the cops, are all, many of them involved, not all, many of them are involved in it. And what does the church do? Well, they go to church 3 times a week, preacher, and I give my money into the church. I give them a dollar to every week, and I know the rapture's coming, and I really want to do what's right, but you know, I don't want to get my neighbors mad at me. I don't want to make anybody be offended in me. And well, I thought Christ was the rock of offense. I thought in Scripture we're told if everybody loves us that we're there's something wrong. You see, this is a situation that we've all got into to the point because we have been cowards. We talk a good game. We do really do. I have for years. And we should. I said there's a time to speak. Time to speak is way past, but it's time to keep speaking. But whenever you face confrontation to the point that they're threatening to take your life for defending your family, why do you think I've taught and preached for years that Christians should arm themselves? Why do you think I carry a gun? Why do you think I do these things? If I was just doing this for myself, I wouldn't even bother doing it. But I'm around people I care for. My wife, Marsha Jean, has been my wife going on 52 years. I love her more now than the day I married her. And I feel more of a commitment to protect her and take care of her than I ever did. And I'm going to be an old man. But I don't care about being, I don't care if I'm an old man. That doesn't excuse me from the fact that I have to stand for what's right and protect my family. It doesn't excuse me at all. And if I use that for an excuse, then I myself become part of the evil that I say I'm against. If I can find or read one more thing to you, I want to take some phone calls because I want to hear from all of you, really do. I want to read to you an article that will be in, not this month, but next month's magazine. It's entitled, Why Grandpa Carries a Gun. I want to just do it very carefully, if I can find it, and I'll read to you, then I'll get the phone calls, I promise. I'm looking for it right now, and I thought I had it handy, but maybe I don't. But it's a very, I think, right to the point issue. And for a long time, a lot of my family thought I was really weird because I carried a gun. Not so much anymore, they don't. All of a sudden, I'm beginning to realize that maybe I wasn't so dumb after all. Maybe I had a reason to protect myself and protect my others. This article says this. Why my grandpa carries a gun and so should you. I was 6 years old when grandpa set me down. He said, son, there comes a time in every man's life when he stops busting knuckles and starts busting caps. And usually it's when he becomes too old to take a whipping. I don't carry a gun to kill people. I carry a gun to keep from being killed. I don't carry a gun because I'm evil. I carry a gun because I have lived long enough to see the evil in the world. I don't carry a gun because I hate the government. I carry a gun because I understand the limitation of government. I don't carry a gun because I'm angry. I carry a gun so that I don't have to spend the rest of my life hating myself for failing to be prepared. I don't carry a gun because I want to shoot someone. I carry a gun because I want to die in a ripe old age in my bed, not on a sidewalk or somewhere tomorrow afternoon. I don't carry a gun to make me feel like a man. I carry a gun because men know how to take care of themselves and the ones they love. I don't carry a gun because I feel inadequate. I carry a gun because unarmed and facing three armed thugs, I am inadequate. I don't carry a gun because I love it. I carry a gun because I love life and the people who make it meaningful to me. Police protection is an oxymoron. Free citizens must protect themselves because police do not protect you from crime. They just investigate the crime after it happens and then call someone to clean up the mess. Personally, I carry a gun because I'm too young to die and too old to take a whipping. There you go. Do as you want, folks. I'll get more in detail on this program, this teaching, when I have time to do it at our Bible study. Just go to the phone line. Just start right here in Joe in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. Did you hear what that sodomite dog said right at the end of his little speech? It has nothing to do with women. He's angry at men.
Yeah.
He's angry at men, and he hates men. I mean, he is just... And he's just, I don't think he's confused. He's loaded with demons. He's so loaded with demons that he may have crossed the line with God.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Romans chapter 1 said that God gives them a reprobate mind. That's what he says.
Yeah, and verse 25 of that says that they knew who God was, but yet rejected God and worshiped the creation rather than the creator. They know the truth. So his little deal is he's angry at men. He's saying, men, don't you stop me, because I'm going to do this to you. What about women now? What if the woman in a locker room, a guy comes in there and thinks he's a girl, and all of a sudden finds himself laying on the floor, bleeding, being kicked, being beaten by all these women in the locker room? Woman, you need to stand up, too. And we don't always know
that,
when
that's
in the
what
locker
happened
room.
In California when the brawl, when there's a brawl in the room, locker room, because they stood up and the girls beat up on him.
That's right.
They did, yeah. Joe, I hate to...
ladies,
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, ladies, you need to have a taser. If you're in field and track, and there's a sodomite thinking the woman going to race against you, take a knee. Let him run the whole track. If you're swimming, let him swim the pool by himself. Make a stand. Make a statement.
Amen. Good point, Joe. And by the way, you called in twice this week, but I let it slip this time. We only got one call a week, but that's all right. You made good points. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Hope see you Saturday.
Oh, you definitely will.
All right, buddy. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Evening. Thanks for the call. Let's go now to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Are you still speaking to me?
I'm considering that. I'll keep this very short because I know you got other people on the phone. You know, as somebody that's been out on the street for quite a while, I bump into so-called homosexuals occasionally. And, for the biggest part, you know, they'll ask me to talk to them about that, by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And, that starts in the home. I'm just about all the ones that I've talked to. It starts in the home, because the father is effeminate. The father
is effeminate. Yes.
Yeah. And now you got an effeminate father, and now you know since they took prayer out of school in what was it, 63.
Yep. By the way, Joe, where was the church when that happened? I was just a young boy. But where was the church? Why didn't the church rise up and say, we're not going to do this in our country? This is a Christian nation. We're going to keep that way. What happened to the church? Where did when they started killing babies in 73, what did the church do? Well, we'll vote them out, by golly. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to answer the question that you just said. Where was the church? The prayer left the church before it left the school.
Amen.
True prayer left the church. You know, and I talk about this quite a bit. Okay, God gave man the dominion over the earth. See, you know, people are asking God to change these people when God told us to go out and preach the gospel. He told us to stand up and be manly within our family,
Amen.
To love our wife, to love our children, to teach them the ways and the things of God so Satan does not have rule in their lives. And I know I get a little carried away sometimes, but it's just true. I talk to these broken people on the street, and they don't know the right hand from the left. Just like the scripture says, Butch,
You know, and the people, I go to churches, and churches throw me out because I tell the truth. And yeah, I'm just being honest with you.
I know that feeling.
I we shouldn't even let him in here no more. You know, he doesn't belong to a local fellowship. And that's not why. If they don't like what I say. And as far as the little bitty, killing of the little bitty preborn babies, that's God's image and God's likeness. And I'm going to tell you, women that are listening to this right now, you know, if you take those pills, those two pills that they're trying to get on everybody, one suffocates the child and the other one pushes them out of your system. Now, when you get that little child pushed out of your system, where does it go? Right down the toilet. Right down into the toilet, into the sewer. Now, you're flushing God from your system because you're flushing, you have already flushed God from your mind. I'm done.
Amen. Right on the money. Folks, I want to say, he hit it pretty hard and pretty straight. Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. You there, Mick?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Come on in.
I heard that Donald before, just the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, clear keep their distance from me for a perfect really reason. And you know why? As I said, my hair long, we're long. I am not no freaking, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if anyone dares to be good. My daughter, her children, her granddaughter, I'll break every bone in that SLB's body. I don't give a rat's ass, but the government says.
I understand that, baby. Do be careful with the language on the program. But I understand you feel totally, Mick. I really do.
Here's the language.
I totally but understand you
people,
feel.
The people, I don't know what planet they're from, but, you know, we already know this all came from the so-called Learned Elders of Zion. This is what Hitler was fighting about, trying to get out of this country.
Well, the Communist Manifesto said they have to sexualize the children, and that's what they've done big time. Big time, Mick. Good call, and thanks for being there. Appreciate it. Good call. Right on the money. Folks, we're seeing the fulfillment of the Gay Manifesto read to you in their program a couple weeks ago. That guy by the station burned down in Somerville, West Virginia, 30 years ago, or thereabouts, when I read on the air there. They've done it. They told us they were going to do it, and the church said it ain't going to happen here. We're in America. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, you know those are two great calls. What you're talking about tonight about the defending in that clip you played, how transgenders are going to defend themselves tonight. We're not against it. This is a psyop. The higher ups of the FBI, the CIA are setting up this for world antichrist control.
Well, they want us to go to war. They want division. Dimitri Dubin said we would go to civil war and we attack from the south, the Russian, other countries. They want this to happen. They want us to go to war. And here's a problem, Chris. I don't want civil war. But if somebody attacks me or my family, I have no choice but to defend them. So I'm going to have to go to war against my wishes, but I will defend myself and my family.
Yeah, you know, that's called the Second Amendment. This is what the elite, or you know, the anti-Second Amendment, anti-Christ elite of the New World Order are doing. The Nashville shooter, that was an FBI setup. Louisville, Kentucky, where I live, the bank shooter, that's an FBI shooter.
And by the way, the shooting in Nashville, they never did release that woman's manifesto, whatever it was. They never did share what it was all about, but go ahead.
No, it's a total cover-up, and I think they did that here in Louisville, too. You know, and the thing is that Sam Andrews is on Doug Hagman. He says, they don't go in there and aim first day just like that. Somebody trained them.
That's right.
Somebody set them up in the higher ups.
I totally
of the
agree with that. I'm not an expert at anything, but I was taught this in military. And a man in combat, that unless he's been trained to stay calm and cool, generally panics or makes mistakes. When they go in this efficient and what they're doing, they've been trained to do this. But you go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And this is the government control and all the propaganda is to get our guns, but that's not going to work. I'm going to stay peaceful about this. And I'm going to I've talked to people about this, and a lot of people know something's wrong, but they're not quite awake yet. Mm-hmm. But I tell them, do not fear. Get the information. It's what they're doing with the FBI cover-up. Go to Gold 2 Alternative News. Doug Hagman's one of the great ones. Global Star Radio Network people have great information out there, because there are people that used to, or I think there are a couple of them that were in the federal government, saw what was going on for decades.
Chris, I got to jump. Thanks for the call, and get ready for Kentucky Derby. I know you're excited.
Oh, yeah. It's all the idols are out here. The
I know,
idols.
Buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And folks, I'm going to say this. I've got about 2 minutes left. I just want to tell you this, and I'm saying this, and this sticks in my craw, so to speak. I don't even say it, but we are desperate in need for funds to continue this. Now, and I'm saying this, maybe it's our Father's will that we go off the air. If it is, then so be it. But the funds are slowing down a lot. And I know everybody's hurting. Oh, I know that, because I'm with y'all too. But I'm just sharing that, because if something happens, I go off the air and I don't tell you, some of y'all get mad at me. So I'm just telling you that we're looking at things happening, and we have one sis, I don't mention anyone in the area, that's trying their best to help, but one person can't carry it on their own. So if something doesn't change soon, we're going to make some more announcements in the future, because I don't have any choice. But I pray I've been a blessing to you, and it's still a blessing to you. I pray that I've encouraged you, and I've tried to challenge you to stand for the truth. And people, if we love our life more than love Christ, if we deny him before men, we've sent our souls to hell. That's all I can say. But I do need help to continue, and I mean that, and I need quite a bit of it to continue. I will not go on the air in the month of June unless I pay the month of June in advance. I just won't do that, never have. But it's getting to the point now where I'm having a hard time just keeping up with everything, and I can't do much about it. I hate to even mention it, but if I don't mention it, some of y'all are going to say, well, you didn't tell me. Well, I just told you. Let our Father's will be done. And that's all I can say. But, folks, I do love you, and I do care. I do care. I've been doing this a long time for the glory of God. I'm just a man. I'm just a mortal, and I get tired. Mentally, spiritually, and physically, I get tired sometimes. It's easier to recharge spiritually than the other way, because I know who I serve. Mentally and physically, I get tired. Mentally, it's getting a little rougher, and physically, I'm going on 75 years old. You figure it out. But by the grace of God, I'm still here, still moving, still trying to do my best to glorify our Father, and I hopefully show love to you all. Please know that. And anyone out there that's caught up in this lifestyle, I don't care whether you're a druggie, a drunk, I don't care what you've done in the past, if you're a homosexual and you see you need for help, you call me. I would be honored to help you if I can at all. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Give us a call. Have a great night. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.